It is Jesus who says to each and every one of us this morning, I am the good shepherd who lays down his life for you. Would you bow your heads with me for a word of prayer? Father in heaven, here and now, give us a better understanding of the words of Jesus and the love that he was sharing. In Jesus' name, I do pray. Amen. This morning, I begin a new series that is going to carry us through the Lenten season on Sunday morning. And it's called The Love Languages of God. This morning, I'd like to speak to you about words of affirmation. A pastor was out on a farm and he pulled up to the farm and he noticed on top of the barn there was a wind vane. You know, sometimes it's a chicken or a horse, but this had the words, God is love. And the pastor asked the farmer, what does that mean, that God's love changes all the time? And the farmer looked at the pastor and said, no, it means wherever the wind blows, God is love. No matter what happens in our world, in our life, God is still love. But love can mean a different thing for different people. Like a child, what is love? Well, it's when my mommy reads a book and doesn't skip any pages. Now, if I asked you, what does love mean to you? You may say something different. Now, experts, when it comes to language of love, they have found that people speak different languages when it comes to love, or they communicate it differently. That is love. Gary Chapman, who has written a very wonderful book about this, says that people are so different and they speak such different languages, yet we don't always understand. Let me give you an example in my life. Early in my relationship with Sabina, I once told her, I said, you know, I need a couple pairs of socks. She said, okay. And when she came home from the store, there were 35 pairs of socks in the bag. 10 black, 10 brown, and 5 gray. And I go, I only needed 2. She looked at me. What do you mean? 35 times she was saying to me, I love you, I love you, I love you. She had a love language called giving gifts. I don't dare say to Sabina, I need a shirt. Because I'll get 5 shirts, 5 pairs of pants, and 5 shorts. I'm not kidding. It's a way that she says to me, I love you. Now, if I try to buy her something, like a pair of pants, or if I bring home flowers, she looks at those flowers and goes, that's a waste of money. I bought her a pair of pants once. She goes, why did you buy those? But in her mind, she's going, why don't you just wash my car? That speaks to her. Now, while she can buy gifts, that's not the language that she likes to receive. I have a young granddaughter. I can tell her all day, you're so cute, I love you. She's like, really? You want to play Dancing Girls? She doesn't want to hear that. She wants to do something. Now, Gary Chapman wrote a book that's translated in 25 different languages, and he talks about five love languages that we have. And I agree with him. These are five ways we share love with people, but they are different for different folks. Every one of you has a primary and maybe a secondary. And what's important is that we don't look at another person and say, "How dare you do that?" Let me give you the five love languages. Number one, words of affirmation. That's my love language. I love to share words. I love to say to people, "Thank you." I love to say to people, "You're looking beautiful today." I love to pray, "Lord, thank you for this food. Thank you for what we have to eat and for my beautiful, wonderful wife." And she just rolls her eyes. But that's my love language. That's why a lot of preachers like to preach. You share affirmation of God's word. Now, many of you remember Pastor Claywitter, the pastor before me, 25 years here. One day he came up to me and says, "You know, I really don't like to preach." I'm like, "What?" I said, "What do you like to do?" He says, "Go to the hospital, make shut-in calls." The second love language is quality time. It doesn't mean he didn't preach. It just means what he really liked to do was just spend time with people. There's nothing wrong with that. Now, the third love language that Gary speaks about is called gifts. Giving gifts. Around my house, Christmas time, there is an overabundance of gifts under the Christmas tree from Sabina. My kids are lucky if they get a gift. Okay, but gifts. Maybe you have that gift of just giving. And then there's the fourth love language, acts of service. It's people just like to do things. That's why sometimes volunteers are always the same volunteers. Because they like to do acts of service. That's the way they share their love. Others are like, "I'm not doing that. I'd rather just give money." It's okay to be that way. And then there's the fifth language called touch. Physical touch. Men are really good at this one. But not all men or all women. But there are some people you say, "Oh, they're just a hugger." And then there are some say, "I'm not hugging anybody." There's nothing wrong with that. We express our love in different ways. And for us to judge another person and say, "Well, they shouldn't be that way," it'd be like me saying, "Well, I don't care if my wife loves acts of service. I'm going to just buy her shirts, blouses. I'm going to buy her jewelry. I'm going to pick out and buy her perfume." She'll be really unhappy. But if I understand my wife and say, "Oh, I know, if I wash her car, take out the garbage, pick up after myself," I'm shouting, "I love you, I love you, I love you." She speaks German. I speak English. Imagine if all she did was speak German to me. See, we all have love languages. But what's important is that we understand that we have been created in the image of God. And if you're created in the image of God, you're created after His likeness. And you're different. Turn to the person next to you and say, you're different than me. Now, hopefully, that didn't offend you. I have 5 children. They're all different. If somebody says, I like country music, and somebody else says, well, I like rock and roll because it's here to stay. It will never die. It was meant to be that way. Well, good for you. But what happens is in our sinful nature, we want to take a stand and say, you're wrong, I'm right. The way you're doing it is wrong, the way I'm doing it is right. That goes back to the Tower of Babel. Remember when people came together and said, we don't have to follow the first commandment. We got ourselves, and they built a ziggurat. And God comes down and says, you're breaking the first commandment. I'm number one, not you. And he disperses the people and their languages. Sin will confuse languages. On Pentecost, it is God who gathered all the people together under one language, the language of the gospel, through the power of the Holy Spirit. And through the power of the Holy Spirit, we step back and say, okay, I have a different love language, and God speaks to me in the language I need. Today, I want to speak to you about how God uses the love language of the affirmation of words. How God says to us, you're important. As he said to Abraham, you're my friend. God says to us this morning, you are my friends. Greater love has no one than to lay down his life for a friend. He calls us friends. Words of affirmation. Martin Luther. Whew. You know him, don't you? He struggled with God's love. He would whip himself. Tried to be a monk and live that certain life. And then he read God's love letter. The just shall live by faith. And he said, all of a sudden, the floodgates were opened. And I felt the love of God through his love letter. And Martin Luther realized that God loved him just the way he was. Not by works, but just by grace. Martin Luther showed love also through words of affirmation. We have recorded all the love letters he wrote to Catherine, his wife, my beloved Catherine, to his children. That's why Martin Luther wrote all the books he did. He loved the language of affirmation through words. He wrote the small catechism, the large catechism. He made sure the translation of the Bible was in the words of the people so they could hear God's love letter to them. Another person who loved the language of words of affirmation was King David. King David writes, sweeter than honey to my lips are your words. They taste so good, and from them I learn so much. Your words are a lamp unto my feet, a light unto my path. Words of affirmation is the language that God speaks to us. Among many languages, listen to the words of God and his affirmation of us here today. God says this, I know the plans I have for you. Plans not to hurt you, but to help you. Plans to give you a hope and a future. Jesus said these words, I am the good shepherd. I take care of my sheep. My sheep know my voice, and I know their voice. Jesus shares the words with us, or our God shares the words with us. Listen to him. Now suffering, if you're suffering this morning over something, produces perseverance, perseverance character, character hope, and hope never disappoints us. Why? Because God has poured out his love into our hearts through the Holy Spirit. It's the Holy Spirit who takes the love language God is speaking and what we need words of affirmation, and he puts them together. We find this in the Lenten season with the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. Let's just take briefly the five love languages spoken from the cross. Think of this affirmation. It's found throughout the Bible. Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. That's me. I need to hear it. Imagine that thief. And the words of affirmation. Today, you'll be with me in paradise. The language of quality time. 33 years, God came to be with us. 6 hours hanging on a cross. How about the language of a gift? I mentioned it earlier. Greater love has no man than to give his life. On the cross, Jesus gave his life. Acts of service, he died for you and for me, so we wouldn't have to die. Touch. Do you realize most likely it was the centurion who grabbed the arm and the feet of Jesus and pounded the nail into his hands and his feet was the same centurion who said, after his death, surely this was the Son of God. People slapped him, flogged him, crucified him. God allowed himself to be touched. After the resurrection, Thomas, come, put your finger here. My hands, my side, and my feet. He'd come to the disciples and say, peace be with you. Words of affirmation. Quality time, 40 days after the resurrection. He showed himself to people and spent quality time with them. The act of service. Do you realize that the disciples were fishing? And Jesus said after the resurrection, throw your net on the other side. And he gave them all these fish. And then when they came to shore, it was Jesus who made breakfast for the disciples. We see how God speaks five different love languages to us. And to you who needs it. Listen to how King David shares the affirmation, the love letter of God, the entire Bible to all of us here this morning. And we need to hear it. I am the good shepherd who has laid down his life for the sheep. I will make sure you do not want, because I will make you lie down in green pastures. I will make sure You have still waters. God says, I will restore your soul. And though you walk, I'll make sure you walk in paths of righteousness. And when, and you will, walk through the valley of the shadow of death, you don't have to fear. For I am with you. My rod, the word, the love letter I've sent you is with you. My Holy Spirit is inside of you. I will prepare a table in the presence of all your enemies. I will anoint your head with oil. Your cup will overflow. And goodness and mercy will follow you all the days of your life on earth. And you will dwell in my house forever. Do you hear God's love letter to you? He speaks to us with words of affirmation. Amen. Would you bow your heads with me for a word of prayer? Father in heaven, there are many different languages. And there's some we like to proclaim and there's some we like to receive. Maybe there's somebody here who loves to hear words of affirmation, but their spouse is not very good at it. Maybe there's somebody here who loves to give gifts but can't afford to. Maybe there's somebody here who just likes to do things but isn't appreciated with words of affirmation. Things can get confusing, but one thing is for sure, we have a God who knows our love language and speaks it. This morning, we thank you for your words of affirmation, your letter of love called the Bible, that says, I love you, I forgive you, I want to be with you, I created you, I'm the shepherd, I'll take care of you. And someday, whether you're sick or healthy, living or you die, do not fear, for I'm with you always to the end of the age. I said over you at your baptism, and I'll take care of you. We thank you for those words of affirmation from a God who created the heavens and the earth. Amen.